This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last week we got the previews of the House framework for the Farm Bill and the Senate full version of the Farm Bill, and we've gotten reactions from Iowa Senator Joni Ernst coming up next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst sits on the Senate Ag Committee, and we talked with her less than an hour after last week's release of the Senate version of the Farm Bill from Chairwoman of the Ag Committee, Senator Stabenow, a Democrat from Michigan. Senator Ernst had been less than optimistic about the Farm Bill's chances of getting done even this year, and she says that the proposed price tag is too high for not having much farm in the legislation.
What I do know is that it doesn't include enough farm in the Farm Bill. We have an excessive cost in the Senate version, about $1.5 trillion for this Farm Bill reauthorization, but only a very, very small percentage of the overall bill goes to our farmers and farm support programs. So I'm really disappointed that we haven't been able to negotiate through that so far.
Ernst is also disappointed there haven't been more pieces added to the bill, including protection for America's pork producers from state initiatives like California's Prop 12.
I also know things like My Eats Act, which pushes back against Proposition 12, that's not included. Chairwoman Stabenow refused to put that in the bill as well. So I will be going through the Farm Bill that she has proposed section by section. I'll work that with my staff and get input from our farmers, our producers back home. But again, just not enough farm in the Farm Bill.
There are also differences when it comes to protecting farmers with a safety net like crop insurance. Chairwoman Stabenow is proposing a different situation than what is in the Farm Bill now, and Republican Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota is proposing to keep it where it sits. Ernst talks where she fits in on this subject.
Yes, I'm supporting more of the John Hoeven approach. I don't like that Chairwoman Stabenow is trying to force our farmers to choose between one or the other. We need to make sure that crop insurance is readily available for our farmers, and that it's also affordable for our farmers. And we just don't see the chairwoman moving in that direction.
Ernst has been outspoken that there isn't enough compromise even on the upper chambers committee, much less with the Republican-controlled House committee.
We need to reconcile the differences. But when we have our chairwoman that's unwilling to budge on some issues, it's really hard to do that. So there needs to be movement maybe from both sides. Let's get back to the table. But again, the Farm Bill at a cost in the Senate proposal is around $1.5 trillion. When there's only 14 or 15% of that going to farmers and ranchers, we don't have much more to give. So we really need those folks on the other side of the table to come back to us and work with us on this. We are representing the farm interests. You know, we either represent the farm interests or we need to call it something different.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.